Warm hello. Here's a short audio to go along with your quantum acupoints chart for neroli. A little bit more of a description about the points and the energy of the points so that you can be enriched by it, and hopefully it will guide you into a deeper sense of connection to that point. Please note that what I'm about to share with you about the points is not everything. The points are, each acupoint is an amazing vortex in and of itself, and much like the oils, the acupoints have an inner nature as well. But I'm specifically going to hone in on the aspects of the point that are very resonant with neroli. So the first point is Heart 7 Spirit Gate, and you're going to see this point show up many times throughout the Healing Oil Collective. It's the source point on the heart meridian. And the source points are basically the points that retune, that bring that organ and that meridian into its healthiest vibration, its healthiest resonance. If you're a non-acupuncturist and you're wanting to work more with applying oils to points, because it is so incredibly powerful, I suggest familiarizing yourself with the source points. There's one source point for each organ and meridian in the body. So for Heart 7, it's there on the wrist below the pinky. And there's usually a nice little crevice for your finger to dip into. It's a very very sort of innocent feeling point. It's tender, it's soft skin, and it deserves to be approached with attentiveness and respect and quiet as you lay your finger down on this point. The name of the point is Spirit Gate, which says so much about it. So it's the gateway to our spirit, it's the gateway to our heart, and it helps to bring our heart back into healthy vibration. What better oil to do that with than neroli, the angelic incarnate, bringing our higher self, the energy of our oversoul, and also the energy of our guides and helpers in the higher realms, down and in through the body, and to bring that into connection with the heart. The second point is conception vessel, or you'll hear me refer to it as CV22, and that's right at the base of the throat in the jugular notch. So if you slide your finger down your throat, you'll go into a divot there between your clavicle bones. That's CV22. I love this point for opening up the throat chakra, for helping us to speak and come into direct connection with what's true for us. That ultimately gets expressed through our words, through our articulation. And guilt, the dynamics of guilt, create scenarios where we shove words, where we shove feelings down, we swallow them down and we force them somewhere down below, down below our diaphragm, and our diaphragm kind of acts like this seal to lock it down in there. And when you apply neroli to conception vessel 22, what in essence is happening is that you're inviting in this energy of divinity, this energy of grace, into that area of the throat chakra, just gently singing, gently calling to us to open up and speak, whether literally or metaphorically, whether externally or internally, to open up and let what wants to come out, come out. And it, again, it does it with such grace and such ease and such beauty, such angelic beauty. That point is called Heaven's Chimney, which is just so lovely. Isn't that perfect for what I was just speaking about? CV17 is the next point, Conception Vessel 17. This is another point that you'll see repeatedly used in the Healing Oil Collective, one of my favorite acupoints. I'll often close my sessions with people with an oil on CV17. The name of this point is Primordial Child, and it brings us back into the memory of our innocence, back into the truth of the innocence that can be chosen after trauma, after pain, after suffering. We're born into this world with innocence, and then we lose our innocence. But there comes a time as we progress along our path of our hero or heroine's journey when we have the opportunity to choose innocence, when we have the opportunity to choose spontaneity, and it's these lovely oils that help us to remember how to do that. Placing neroli on CV17, again, it's channeling in and bringing in that divine grace, that divine beauty, the angelics into our physical being, and reminding us that we have the capacity and that it's safe to return to innocence, to return to the ability, or to, in a way, I hesitate to say return to, because it really, if we look at it really honestly, it's not necessarily a return to, it's actually a stepping forward into. So you're stepping forward into. It has similarities, it has resonant and vibrational similarities to the innocence of when we were young. But when we choose innocence later in life, we actually have to step forward into that. So keep that in mind when you're working with this point. You're holding neroli over that point very lightly. And just feeling the crown and feeling the realm of the angels opening up and the grace pouring in through your body, through your being, activating the lightness of your heart and the lightness of your being. The last point is conception vessel 4, CV4, gate of origin. This point is just slightly above the pubic bone, about 2 inches. And it's a point in acupuncture we use actually quite often to treat fertility, to treat menstrual issues or gynecological issues. And the reason why CV4 is being used here with neroli is, again, to bring that divine grace, that angelic vibration, into this area of the body where we tend to hold and stuff so much shame. And then it sort of pings back and forth with the energy of guilt, which we'll tend to hold in our chest. So then the chest is sort of blanketed down, and the pelvis becomes soggy and heavy with the energy of shame. And it's hard for things to move and flow with the lightness of being that is our birthright. When we place neroli on this conception vessel 4, we help remind that area that we can move and release this energy of guilt, of shame. That we can restructure our physicality in that area with lightness of being, with gentleness, with grace, with ease. And additionally, whether you're a male or female, this is also a center of creativity for us. So it's about bringing that angelic energy and vibration back into our womb. Again, whether you're male or female, the womb of our creativity, bringing it back and restoring. I hope that you found this helpful, and the wind is kicking up here in Sri Lanka right now. I think I'll step inside and take some neroli in for a little bit. Have a beautiful day.